Football on the horizon, and Denny Hamlin handles it yet again. End over. Next. G3 podcast, folks. Eddie Greer the third here in Kansas City, Missouri, folks. On this Wednesday late afternoon, early evening recording edition here, July 23rd 2025. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode, sports, running, and whatever important comes across this desk in KC. Moses, for the first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in once again to this episode, folks. So looking ahead a little bit, I know everybody's been, I was just in scenario, everybody, but I know some of y'all curious what Fast Eddie's doing as far as fall racing goes. I'll have a podcast about that at the back end of this week. So I'm gonna sit down and record that on Friday and have that out on Friday night in to the final weekend of July. So I know y'all curious what's going on. Some of y'all already know, some of y'all don't. So there's that. As well, so be on the lookout for that. So I was going to come on here and record that, but I said change it up a little bit. Decided to stick with the rhythm of this podcast, which is, of course, NASCAR and sports in the week. And then, of course, in the back end of this week, of course, the running episode. So you're going to have that going into the final weekend of July there. So I wanted to dedicate that, make a whole episode about the big race that I'm going to be doing in the fall. And I'm going to tell you, if you've been following this show this past summer or since spring, you already know I'm not doing a marathon. So that's already a clue given. That's a big clue already given to y'all right there. So there's that. But I will speak, just kind of looking, I'm trying not to look far ahead to 26, even though one of the teams right now are packing the bags up and looking forward to 2026. But yeah, so just looking ahead a little bit and kind of reflecting mode the last couple weeks since the Gary Bjorken half marathon. So I wanted to save a dedicate the whole episode towards that, and I'm not gonna give anything away of that. So that will be coming out on Friday. And of course, you're going to have your sports update right here, right now in this podcast. And football right around the corner. A month, exactly. A month, at least for me, anyways, for Kansas State Athletics, K State football. Go big, baby. K State, Iowa State, Farmageddon going down in another month over there in Dublin, Ireland. I've been talking about it a lot over on the other podcast, the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports. Again, make sure if you're a K-State fan, listen to this podcast, make sure you give that a subscribe as well. We've had quite the summer over there So I've been seeing a lot of traffic over on that. On that consistently, so it's an everyday podcast over there as well. So there's that for you guys on the other podcast front there as well. So here, and speaking of which, looking ahead at week one a little bit, teams report camp this week. Of course, the Chiefs already are in St. Joe. Meanwhile, ET3's team, the Falcons, report tomorrow. And looking at this week one lineup, yes, I'm skipping preseason because that shit doesn't matter. Dallas Cowboys and the defending world champion Philadelphia Eagles will come calling, opening up week one of the season down there. And of course, the Chiefs, so the very next day, the very next night, taking on the San Diego Chargers. Yep, there it is. I was going to say, taking on the, I almost said San Diego, and I did say San Diego. So, put penny in the bank right there. The Los Angeles Chargers. Yeah, so already a division game for Kansas City there in that one. And, of course, just flipping. Actually, let's just go through the all the matchups there for week one, which is just shy outside of a month out. Then from there, you have that. So, and then big Sunday, right? Miami, Indianapolis, Pittsburgh, New York Jets. Already a storyline there. Carolina, Jacksonville, Arizona, New Orleans, New York Giants, Washington Commanders, Tampa Bay, and Atlanta, Cincinnati, and Cleveland, Las Vegas, and New England, San Francisco, and Seattle, followed by the Tennessee Titans and Denver Broncos. Then you have the Detroit-Green Bay matchup, Houston, Los Angeles Rams, Baltimore, and looks like Baltimore will take it on a rematch, a divisional matchup rematch of last year, coming down to the last a possession there with the Bills there, and of course the Minnesota Vikings taking on the Chicago Bears. We're going to take a step aside real quick here on this podcast, and we'll come back. Denny Hamlin managed to hold off the field yet again and wins it at Dover. We'll take a timeout here in the EG3 podcast. This is another episode of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Gruder III here on this recording, this sports episode on Wednesday, July 23rd, 2025. Thank you for tuning in this episode. Yeah, so kind of to put a pin on NFL football for right now. Those are the matchups for scheduled matchups for week one there, beginning with a divisional matchup. We got a couple of those on the schedule. Obviously, for you guys, Chiefs, Chargers, and then, of course, you have to open things up on the NFL side, the Eagles and Cowboys. Of course, the Eagles are your defending Super Bowl winners, national world champions there. On that front, you have, of course, Falcons and the Bucks there as well. So a lot of divisional matchups. And, of course, a rematch like I just talked about that went down to the final play or final possession there, obviously, with Baltimore and Buffalo going to run that back in week one as well. So a lot of good matchups going in at week one. It's going to be fascinating to see how all that shakes out just outside of the month for NFL action. And majority of the teams reported to training camp as I'm recording this podcast. Of course, the Falcons report to camp tomorrow. So you got that going on. When this comes out, they'll be at camp finally with all that. So yeah, getting excited for football, obviously. from there as well, we might have to take a step aside here. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm getting at the moment this podcast here, DoorDash here, so I gotta step aside real quick and get this sorted out here on the HGV podcast, not sponsored by DoorDash, but we'll be back talking Denny Hamlin in a few minutes. Note to self, don't. I mean, don't order any DoorDash during recording this podcast, especially if you get somebody that texts too much. But anyways, once again, welcome back to another episode, the current episode of the EG3 podcast here, talking about NFL football, wrapping that up. Eddie Gruder III, your host of this podcast, running episode again. We'll come out with no interruption on late on Friday. That will come out ahead of the weekend as well. So I'm looking forward to recording that there as well. I know many of you want to know what Fast Eddie is going to be doing. Well, we're going to talk about it for sure. Been doing a lot of thinking since the grandmas have. So definitely. And then again, kind of just looking ahead a little bit there as well. Not that I normally don't do that, but I normally don't do that. I'm terrible at planning ahead. But just looking ahead at other future races and what to do with all that. I have my own thoughts about that. So, but that's it. That's a cliffhanger on that one. So that's to be continued. So until Friday's episode comes out. But this one, obviously, NFL, round the corner, college football, obviously with K-State, Iowa State in another month. And turn the page real quick before we wrap things up here on the podcast. Denny Hamlin closing in on his goal of 60 wins. I'm not talking about end season. This is 60 wins in his entire career. He's at 58 following trying to hold off everybody, including his teammates, at Dover International Raceway last weekend there after it looked like we're going to be okay to get to the finish line. Nope. Mother Nature had other ideas. Rained with 12 laps to go. And for those of you who have no clue where Dover is, that's up in Dover, Delaware. Mother Nature had other ideas, decided to pour rain for a little bit, and then it cleared up, and rarely you see these things get canceled or wrap up officially because, well, this was well past halfway. This was toward the finish line. So we're like, okay, let's just see how this plays out. And it'd be funny enough if Denny Hamlin did not win this race. And I was going to bring up something that he talked about. I think it was last year that he was out front at in Nashville, right? And they had all them million overtimes last year. Wow, to me, that was frustrating because my driver was in second. It was in position to win that. And I think he ran out of gas or something like that. I was furious with that. So, yeah, I can understand that. He would have been probably pissed, too, if he would have gotten passed for the lead. Of course, crushed his teammates. Bell tried to challenge, spun out, not once, but twice. And then, of course, Chase Briscoe there really coming out into his own here in the second half of the regular season here with his new team, Joe Gibbs Racing, giving his teammate a run for his money. And quite frankly, in a perfect world, probably should have passed into Hamlin. He probably should have passed him right there because he and a whole bunch of others came in when the red flag was lifted for rain. And then once it went back green, Christopher Bell spun out, come out turn four there. And luckily, Denny Hamlin was also lucky that he didn't get wrecked out there by his teammate there. Oh, that would have been a mess. That would have been a mess right there. But fortunately, I shouldn't say lucky. I mean, again, these things are hard to win. These things are hard to come by. Xfinity, trucks, Cup Series, these things are hard. Again, just like half marathon, you know, you train, it's hard. You have to be dependent on so much, especially everybody's asking for this cool weather. You ain't going to get that for another two months. But sure, I know a lot of people out there right now training for their respective marathons there as well, trying to dip and dodge this heat right now, this heat wave in the Midwest. Like we all saw this coming. it's just like me with this cold weather. I mean, when it gets super cold in the Midwest, sometimes I don't want to go out there and do it. But again, it's my mentality takes over. It's like I gotta do it anyway, so I gotta get out there. Whatever miles I do, or the speed workout, or the miles I'm supposed to be doing, you gotta get it done. It's just, you can't, people look for excuses to not do what you're supposed to be doing, for the exception of injuries. But, again, you're out there training for something, yeah, you gotta put the effort in it, whether you're up for it or not. So there's a little nugget for you right there. So if you're training, even if you're training for a half marathon, your first one, or your first marathon, or even your 90th marathon, or even sometimes people just out there just race hopping a little bit. I don't think this might be a rant of mine coming, but it might be something, an episode even for me to think about, thinking out loud here. Oh, that did not feel good. This is the EG3 podcast. Eddie Gritter III here on this Wednesday. July 23rd, 2025, in this 95, well, not actually in the inside, but outside, 95 plus degree heat wave that continues to rock through KC metro area. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Yeah. And look, again, this is why I say, at the end of the day, you do what you do. Do you? I mean, I'm saying, but again, from what I see, I mean, this race hyping, I'm not sure, in my opinion, if race hopping is a nice strategy, you do that now. Not for me saying that. Now I got some, I don't have a whole lot, again, I don't have a whole lot of races in this block either. Now, two of those come within 3 weeks. And they're not half marathon. The next time I, well, there you go. The next time I run more than 10 miles is in November. The next time I run more or a half marathon race will be in November. That's it. That's it there. Again, I'll explain more on the Friday episode, on the weekend pod of the HG3 podcast, right? So I'm not going to be hopping from half marathon, half marathon. Half of these guys and gals out here are race hopping. I just don't think, and this was not even on the rundown sheet, so here I am raining on. But I don't think race hopping, and maybe it's the coach. My coach was telling me this. I think when me and my new coach started working, when current coach started work together last December, my coach mentioned that. He's like, I don't think it's smart to be doing that, especially if you're trying to PR or something, right? And yeah, everybody's going to have their, each individual is going to have their opinion and whatnot, what to say or whatnot, and that's fine. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. But EC3 has his opinion of his own. And I don't know how y'all, and for the record, and we'll get to the top 10 of the Dover race. I don't know how some of y'all do it. I really don't. and still PR to the silly side of me saying, like, man, we worked this hard, we can't PR. But when another, and this is the not, what's it say, the not serious athlete just goes around jumping in all these races, half marathon, half marathon, half marathon, 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 half marathon, and they're gonna use that excuse. Now for instance, for some, yes, train for, if you're doing it, if you have, I heard this from a running podcast that I currently listen to. If you have the block mapped out, then that's fine. If you have, I'll say you have a marathon and, all right, you have a half marathon, you want to see where, this is me. This is my style. If you have a half marathon, let's say you have a marathon. Let's pick the KC Marathon, because KC Marathon in October coming up for some of y'all, right? All right, so you have that going on. Let's say you have a half marathon coming in September somewhere, and you want to use it, and you want to see where you're at, use that training run. That's fine. I like that. That's the camp I'm in. That's fine. You PR. You don't. Hey, no sweat it. But when it comes to, if you want to, the common number lately has been sub-4 in the marathon, because I have friends that are just this or more, much more slower pace, which again, everybody's their own, has their own journey. That's fine. That's fine. That's awesome. That's wonderful, right? So, but you want to try to PR, then yeah. But again, I just am silly baffled. If that's a word that I see, not only just here, at different places too, that people will race hop it and still somehow measure the PR. And yeah, you can call me jealous and whatnot, and hey, that's fine. I don't care. I don't care what y'all say. I don't care what y'all say. But that's just my opinion. And maybe part of the frustration, part of my frustration to why, the way I'm thinking, I'm thinking, because, you know, the hardworking people, just the hardworking guys and gals that put in all this effort, and still, whether that's maybe breaks don't go their way, or, you know, injury, something that pops up, or you just don't have it that day. It all comes down to one day, whether that's a half marathon race, trying to PR, or a big marathon race. Or even you can go to a big time 5K or a 10K, or even an ultra marathon. Those type of levels there. And I don't know. It just, it's infuriating. It's infuriating. But anyways, we're going to step aside for one more time here in the podcast. We'll come back. Denny Hamlin, we're going to go down running through this top 10 real quick and set the stage for this upcoming week. All right. We're back here on the EG3 podcast. I did not expect to rant here on this Wednesday edition of this podcast. I just did. Eddie Greer the Third here on this podcast here. All about, I just thought, I almost said all things Wildcat Sports. I almost said it, but all sports running and reporting comes across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri. Real quick here, as finally, this podcast ain't sponsored by DoorDash, but my groceries are on its way, so I'm going to wrap this up here with, obviously, the Cup C Xfinity. I think all three series are in action, but I know the Xfinity series and the Cup Series return to the famous Indianapolis Motor Speedway this weekend. I'm looking forward to that as well. Who will win that? We'll have to find out on Sunday. CW will have the Xfinity Series race, and TNT wraps up. There's some coverage there before NBC and Peacock take over for the home stretch, from the late summer stretch all the way to the chicken flag in Phoenix. Woo! Man, it's crazy, man. How I talked about this a couple episodes ago or somewhere in there that, man, or talked to somebody about that we're halfway through. We're over halfway done with the year. Crazy. Crazy stuff, right? But real quick here, we already know the winner of the race, Denny Hamlin. Impressive. The veteran that, the savvy veteran that he is. Led 67 laps en route to his third Dover win, and win number 4 in 2025. Chase Briscoe coming in the second place finish there, followed by Alex Bowman. Alex Bowman had a strong run, finishing in third. His teammate Larson, fourth. Ty Gibbs. Oh, it's going to be soon now. Ty Gibbs, fifth. He might break through here, and he's outside the playoffs right now, and he could really screw things up for like guys like a Bubba Wallace. But Chase Elliott, 6. Speaking of Bubba Wallace, great effort from him. Coming home in 7th there. Blaney, 8th. Chris Buescher, 9th. And how about this? Keselowski coming up in the mix there. So, back at lots of at the RFK cars. Rouse Fenway Racing. Or Rouse Keselowski Racing. Excuse me. Rouse Keselowski Racing. RFK. There, I think that's how you say it. I think that's the pronunciation. Brad's organization back into this top 10. Two cars back here. And Chris Buescher and Brad Keselowski there again. The Cup Series returns to the Brickyard this weekend, and along with the Xfinity Series race. Usually the Truck Series races at the Farmington Short Track over there. I'm not sure if they're over there or not. We'll have to see about that there as well. But anyways, yeah, so that's the recap there from the weekend there. Denny Hamlin having to hold off his teammates there to after what looked like it was gonna get through with no rain. Mother Nature said, hold up a minute, I'm gonna hold up this race so we could get a dramatic finish. And we did that, and we did get a dramatic finish there between teammates there. Denny Hamlin, their 58th career NASCAR Cup Series win. Crazy. And he said his goal was to get the 60. That, I think, off the top of my head, is Rusty Wallace. Not sure about that, but I think that's right there off of memory there as well. So we'll see what card unfolds for the Cup Series. And the playoffs are winding down. And, of course, the challenge as well there. Ty Dillon, the battle of ties. Who's going to take home that $1 million in the in-season challenge in the Cup Series? Ty Gibbs or Ty Dillon? I'll explain all that for another episode, because this bracket, and I know NBA has done this in their league I'm trying to see who else did it as well. I know NBA has done this with the during the season. You play up for the cup, the Midsummer Cup Classic or whatever it's called. They're like that. So you have that going on. Okay, so you have that. Yeah, so now that's what I'm saying. So yeah, so this bracket turned upside down from Atlanta. This all started in Atlanta. TNT started its coverage in Atlanta, and now TNT will wrap up its summer coverage with the Brickyard 400. Who will kiss the bricks at one of the NASCAR's crown jewels? Find out. You want more information, go to jaceys.com. They'll have you all squared away with all that information. You're a big racing fan for this weekend. EG3 podcast. Get it. Wherever you get your podcast, we're free and available at least weekly, sometimes twice a week there. Wherever. Use it to your favorite podcast there. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. We have made it to the checkered flag on another episode of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, saying thank you once again for listening to this episode. Again, you know the host. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Make sure you continue to pass the word. Yeah, and yes, the next episode, we'll talk more about Fast Eddie's big race coming up later on this fall in a big pursuit to try to walk off. To be continued. Eddie Greer III, this has been another edition of the EG3 podcast. We out.